This is Jane Johnson, founder of One United Body and the founder of the Facebook page Heavenly Realms Support Group. This is a new medium for us, but for those who don't know us, we're a large international house of the tribe of Judah, having extensive experience and attained and overcome many levels in the names of the Godhead, understanding the ways of the heavenly realms, and governing over and taking dominion over the earth to bring new heavens and new earth in. I want to talk today about the law of time and space and how we can govern over the timelines and how in eternity we are spirit beings outside of the time constraints that we experience now. But what I'm getting revelation on is that time is more complicated than we thought initially. It's not just the passing of hours. It's actually based on location. And where you are is where you're located in the cosmos. Many scientists would actually agree with that. Some of the more radical thinkers in this field now so your experience is based on where you see yourself in the universe and how you see things and which way you're looking almost affects what you see and therefore how you experience experiences. And also the level of ecstasy. Have you noticed when you are a child and you're in full ecstasy playing and you not have no cares of the world, you're not conscious of the passing of time. But when you're sad, you're miserable, every hour seems to go so slow, and time becomes more of a problem for you. When you're not even conscious of time, think of little children. They're not conscious that they've got 80 years to live on this life, and that, you know, this is what it's going to feel like when I'm 60. You know, time's virtually irrelevant to them. Their minds cannot absorb that picture, and therefore they're living in an element of innocence that's just quite wonderful. And I think this is what the final thing will be on New Earth, will be that the wonders and the relationship with God and with all of the cosmos will be so mind-blowingly fun and exciting that we won't be conscious of, oh boy, we've got another day of this. Somehow it will just be irrelevant. And the glory, remember, the sky will be glory. We'll never feel alone, we'll never feel in pain. Now, I've had many encounters in New Earth for quite a few years. I've had this revelation. And the excitement of it there is such that you can be over time creating new realms, creating whatever is fun, exciting. And what I saw years ago was that many people will be creating new realms, and each will be so different, so creative, that we will have fun going to their realms and they'll have fun going to ours, and there'll be a never-ending creativity, so we'll never get bored. And there'll be a sort of purpose in that. You know, maybe even making a whole new real earth like there is now. New animals, new ways of doing things is just coming to me from revelation. It won't be a static place. But now, in terms of what we can do over time and space now as we can dance on the star houses to change the way that the star houses have an influence on our lives. That's a very simple way. There are more complicated ways. There is... We've had direct revelation on this, not from other people, but we were led as a bench many, many times to seek out what infinity, which is the is to come, because Father was and is to come. We know that from Scripture. So we know he's in the past, the present, and the future. And the future, we can create a world, that a timeline that represents the fullest blueprint. And when we sense the time, we can birth it into the new earth, the eternal now, and to create a new reality. So every day we have choices of how we create a new future. And the was, interestingly, there were days in eternity before the fall. We know from Genesis, talks of days and days creating this and creating that. So I don't believe that's a 24 hours like we know it. It could have been any period of time. We know the 2,000 year thing is very significant, as well as changes of seasons and ages in 2,000 year periods. But the fact that there was some sort of way of monitoring time then, and that if time is cyclical, there's never an end or a beginning, it's just an ongoing flow. So we can release from the what was as many realms in eternity, including the eternal realm and everlasting, but we can release the qualities of the Godhead, and that can change the timeline of how our universe and how our planet operates now. I've even heard confirmation of, I've been asking the question, are there parallel universes? And I know many scientists put this forth as highly possible. I actually heard confirmation from a leader in heavenly realms that she'd got direct revelation of parallel universes in the from Father. I was so encouraged by this, because I had actually heard another Christian person say they'd had direct revelation of parallel universes and could explain the absolute minute detail of how they work. And showed us how we could access our future selves. We have sensed our future selves have a role, that somehow in the ideal timeline they have understood things and can come back and help us understand how to work in more accelerated ways. We're seeing everything has to flow like on the infinity sign, from eternity through to infinity, and the cross section is New Jerusalem. Everything has to come through New Jerusalem, which is working together as one body. We have to get the approval of all. This isn't about individuals doing things with God and not honoring the rest of creation. And then when it comes through New Jerusalem, it's birthed on New Earth. And it says old heavens and old earth will pass away, and new heavens and new earth will be what's left. So how old things with the fall even heaven will disintegrate. We've seen many realms that are older ages that we're now encouraging people not to operate in, to operate in heaven and above, not kingdom of heaven or kingdom of earth or kingdom of God. We don't want to be wrestling in these lower realms. This is all how we govern over one of the laws of Zion, which is the law of time and space. So we're governing over space in Metatron's cube. We're governing over space by releasing flow from eternity right through the realms. One picture I had was like an elevator shaft of all the realms, and you just released it down there, or you release it through the rivers. But when you see things more complex in Metatron's cube, you see like all multi-directional, and you can like expand in all directions as you grow as expansion. You can also govern over time and space with the expansion and contraction. I've seen that in encounters and being, you know, expanding like the flower of life and then contracting like the flower, bringing contraction is anything evil is shrunk, anything expansion is anything good is now more prevalent. It's so wonderful. And if you wish to join an experience bench, our Promised Land bench on Mondays at 7:30 p.m. Eastern has got a lot of experience in this, and you can learn very quickly how to govern over time and space. We also have many pages and sections on New Earth, New Jerusalem, Eternity, that are free that you can begin to read. It's a very, very exciting journey. So I hope this blesses you. Love you. Thank you. Please share. The only way we can get this information out is everyone sharing and helping. And we have chats on Messenger and Telegram that you can learn very quickly by having pages every day on topics. So we will do some more recordings on this platform. So please look out for those. Bless you. Bye. Hi, this is Jane Johnson, founder of One United Body, doing a short 10-minute podcast today on the bride of the Lamb that is New Jerusalem, and how this is tabernacling with God only when we come into New Jerusalem and become the New Jerusalem. So we have to realize that this is the bride of the Lamb. So we become and move into headship as Christ became the Lamb. We become the Lamb by being with Yeshua, taking away the sin of the world before the creation. We act as a priest in this function, well, probably actually a high priest. And only when we're in that function are we actually tabernacling with God. If you look at Revelation 21:3, this is quite a hidden mystery that has just become really clear to us recently. Yeshua has just really highlighted the different levels of the bride. And it says here that, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them. So when we're fully with God, we're fully with the highest blueprint of God, we're tabernacling. Until that point, we're really on a journey of awakening to the oneness with God, but also overcoming our stumbling blocks of separation and anything that in identity that says we can't be this. And New Jerusalem is really about all the people coming together. And so it's never a solo journey. So the bride is really one who knows about the oneness of everything, including mankind as well as all of heaven. So if you're on a journey of intimate personal relationship with the Godhead, but you refuse to join in with the body, you're not fully the bride. The bride is a corporate journey. And we know initially the bride of Christ is the body of Christ. So that's another evidence that you start off recognizing you need a body. The body is there, designed by God as the blueprint to assist you. And therefore, there must be an element that doing it alone is very dangerous and not the best. Father probably knows we will misinterpret things. We will never hear the full revelation from God on our own. We'll distort things if we don't check them. We'll often be on a tangent. And this is why we have so many variations of doctrine and theology. No one is hearing the blueprint fully. No one, not even the one who's got the most intimate relationship. We have to recognize this to desire the full truth. And when we're on this journey of constantly refining and asking for ratification from others, and we're all starting to gradually meet on the same page, that is maturity. That is tabernacling with all of heaven. It's very, when you're actually in new heaven and new earth, which is, I see currently, it is perfection and above. So it's eternity and perfection. It is not heaven of heavens or heaven or some of the lower courts or some of the lower ways of operating. Those will actually fade away, scripture says. So the reason for that is because they're a lower age where you only see part of the big picture. I see that very clearly. And the reason why this will stay is because this is the biggest picture of the final destiny of us. So the key here as well is descending, not just ascending. So when you begin to operate in new heaven and new earth, you have a descending function to govern. And here it actually says there'll be no more pain. So I see as we embrace and become the walls of New Jerusalem and the foundation. I've gone through, and our bench has gone through our house, an extensive journey on this. And it's most glorious journey. We're rebuilding the walls. Well, maybe not rebuilding. We're building the walls of New Jerusalem, which is a lot of the theme of the Old Testament was rebuilding the walls. And I see this is what it really meant in a spiritual sense for the latter generation. And it's interesting that in this passage as well, it also says that he sat upon the throne and said, I will make all things new. So there is definitely a discovery journey to do with who is he that sits upon the throne. And also it's saying that he that overcomes shall inherit all things and will be with God. and be my son. Therefore, there is a journey of overcoming all these old heavens, all this only being in heaven and not being in the bringing it to earth. Maybe doing acts and not releasing it at the gate of heaven. That's what I've seen is very, very important. To fully release it into earth. And new earth is really where you recognize that heaven and earth are at one. It's not that we're separate or we're going into heaven, then we're coming out, then we're living our lives on earth. But everything is spiritual. Everything. And a lot of the frequency has just got so low, the planet and the awareness of this, that everything feels solid. But when that awareness of everything always was one, things can, and the manifest suns take their place, the planet can vibrate and at a higher and higher frequency that can allow some of these more supernatural methods to become easy. So just to recap, the New Jerusalem is the bride of the Lamb. Therefore, going on a journey with the Lamb is so, so important. And the whole thing of taking away the sin of the world, the being the high priest like Yeshua is, well, even the great high priest. So we start on a journey of what is priest, what is high priest, what is great high priest. And this is quite different from being a king. So that's a huge revelation to grasp, to make sure that in your benches you are getting a balance and not always just one thing or the other or repeating protocol and just another mandate with the same protocol. Begin this immense discovery journey of different ways to operate, and it's most glorious. So this is Jane Johnson for One United Body. You can find our website and free pages, free chats, and an intensive, ongoing intensive every 2 weeks. Join us with daily discipling. This is another example of daily discipling, giving you bite-sized little chunks that if you apply instantly, you get a lot of growth quickly. Bless you guys.